Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found, and of course, taped live at the Twitch at twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. Another WWE crown jewel known here in the Going In Raw parts as Crown Royal for entertainment purposes is in the books. And it was actually a pretty damn entertaining show. Huge canon moments. Sometimes these Saudi Arabia shows in the early ones seem sort of canon, but kind of sometimes a little bit outside of canon.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was the greatest Royal Rumble, which Braun's not with the company and he won it. Daniel Bryan had the longest stint in that. I don't know if they're going to mention that come January, but regardless, this is a pay-per-view, their official pay-per-view for the month of October. And I thought it was a pretty decent one. I thought there was some really good wrestling. I thought the women's title match for SmackDown was excellent. Mm-hmm. Hell in a Cell that kicked off the show. Really, I mean, they're getting the most out of Edge. That dude's putting in good work.
Yeah, I thought Drew versus Big E was really good.
Really
I didn't
fun match,
think
yeah.
there was a dud on the card. Now, I didn't think Goldberg versus Lashley was a good match.
It wasn't a Goldberg disaster.
Yes.
And I think
nothing
at this
about it
point,
was embarrassing.
When Goldberg doesn't have an embarrassing match, you can say it was serviceable. They did enough stuff in that to not be embarrassing, which is a win for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Before we get started, though, speaking of wins, huge win for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. $863
yes.
raised by the friendos.
Thank you so much
for that. All these Saudi Arabia shows, we generally do the charity stuff. So we whipped this together. We didn't really talk about it. We just sort of, you got up the Tiltify thing and the friendos came through throughout the Twitch stream. As we record this, it's still going to be up. So
I'll leave the link up. We can leave it up as long as we want. So when we get the VOD up on YouTube, leave it open, I don't know, a few more days, maybe through the weekend. And so if you want to donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, that'd be awesome. Much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you so much for everybody who donated. Help us just go right past our goal. And thank you. Can't say thank you enough. Thank you.
Absolutely. I thought it was a good show. I thought it was fine. I thought that, the biggest match clearly going into it was there's two sort of big things to talk about. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. You had mentioned you thought this was going to be super overbooked. Totally was overbooked. And Roman ended up getting the win off of a ref bump, some stereo super kicks.
Yeah.
A title shot to the head. Little bit of intrigue with Paul Heyman torn. Because we had a ref bump mm-hmm. off an F5 mm-hmm. and Paul Heyman has the Universal Championship and he's got Roman and Brock separated by about 4 feet or so, or maybe six. And he's like, where do I put this thing? And he's so torn because he's going to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
And he just throws it square in the middle of them. We get a little bit of a tug of war, but Brock gets it eats some super kicks. Roman gets a title. Bang.
Yep.
We got Roman coming out of that with a win over Brock Lesnar. The reports are Brock Lesnar's not going to be back until the Royal Rumble. So I guess the question now is, what's next for Roman Reigns? He's vanquished Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
What happens next? We got the draft going officially into effect
tomorrow.
Come SmackDown. Yeah, tomorrow. How's this play out?
Well, I guess Drew would be the most obvious name.
You got Drew.
First, we got Survivor Series next month. So imagine the next.
They're going to build. Month. They're going to do. Yeah. Build and it's. And so they're going to take advantage of the cross brand stuff.
Yes.
You know, it always bugs the crap out of me that you got the draft and then right after it, you have brand versus brand. So brand versus brand really is a bit on the meaningless side.
Yeah. But I'm guessing
they just changed brands.
I know. I'm guessing Drew will probably be the feud, probably through the Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, you know, assuming Roman's match against The Rock doesn't happen at this year's WrestleMania, I mean, I guess they can go back to Brock. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously the way this match finished, this isn't the end of the story they're telling. So if they want to go back to it at WrestleMania and bring it to some sort of conclusion, maybe have some sort of double turn where the show ends with face Roman. And heal Brock again. Maybe they can do that. I don't know exactly, but I would think if they're going to have this match happen again at WrestleMania, Brock versus Roman, there's got to be some massive story beat that comes out of it. Otherwise, it's just the same match we've seen before. You know,
here's my guess. This is how I see the future going. Drew is going to be. I think Goldberg is going to be the Roman Mania match. I think Goldberg came out of this match. I wasn't a fan of it. Wasn't a fan of the build. Wasn't a fan of any of this stuff. He came out of it looking not embarrassed. He came out of it looking good. He hit the spear off the stage, off the ramp thing to the tables below, and came out of it for their purposes looking pretty strong. Now, I don't view Goldberg as a marquee match, but clearly they were setting this up. Did they never did Roman Goldberg, did they?
Mm-mm.
No. But there was hints at it before pandemic.
Well, that was supposed to be the match at
Mania. And they put Braun in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it wouldn't shock me if that became the marquee Mania match, Goldberg versus, and then maybe you could do, I mean, given that Lesnar has said he can go wherever he wants, maybe you do Lashley versus Brock. I don't even know. I mean,
that's
I don't know if they do. That I think that's a good match. Or maybe Brock said he can go anywhere he wants. Maybe you want to solidify Big E as a champion, and I'm not optimistic they're going to go that route, but Big E versus Brock, that's the thing that they never gave Kofi,
yeah.
His New Day teammate, signature wins against big opponents. You had mentioned earlier you thought tonight was one of those for Big
yes.
E.
Yes, absolutely, 1,000%.
He kicked out of the Claymore, mm-hmm. which, God, I don't even remember. I mean, Brock probably did that,
yeah,
because
sure
it was
Brock
a finisher match.
At WrestleMania,
but
yeah.
I don't think anybody's done that since.
Well, not only was not just for that moment, but the match as a whole. You know, he went out there for 15 minutes, put on a hell of a bout against Drew McIntyre that never let up, held his own, kicked out of a Claymore, and got the win against the former 2-time WWE champion. That's a huge win for Big E. It's pretty massive.
Yeah, it's really big. That's a bigger win than they ever gave Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, dude, I really hope that they look at the ratings now and pay more attention to the fact there's so much competition as opposed to, oh, it's Big E. But they might do the thing where they're going to do Big E versus Roman at Survivor Series at the Rumble. It wouldn't shock me if Big E lost the title there just because they get restless, you know?
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope he has a big WrestleMania night one. I mean, he's probably not going to get a main event. Roman's going to be main event at night two, and I would think they would have the women main event night one or vice versa, but probably that way. That's how they do it last year, and it was pretty successful, mm-hmm. and I think they're probably going to do two nights again. But yeah, give Big E a signature win over Brock Lesnar.
That'd be pretty huge.
You know, at WrestleMania. That would be massive.
Yeah.
I really hope they put faith in him and they keep on building him. You know, this shit doesn't happen overnight.
Nope.
It really doesn't.
Nope.
You need to build wins to build legitimacy.
Indeed. The other kind of major story going into this show and we really got no resolution on it, is the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championship picture. So you have Becky Lynch, SmackDown Women's Champion. She got drafted to Raw. Charlotte, Raw Women's Champion, drafted to SmackDown. Now, we had this triple threat match. Two of the three participants for the SmackDown Women's title are on Raw, Sasha being the only competitor actually on SmackDown. We got no real resolution. Becky successfully retained in a really good match, an awesome match. So either, yeah, they're going to do a trade, or hopefully they just rename them.
You know, I would love for them to do that. I would think, given that those weird little things, like, oh, they're planning on renaming them, somebody usually has that ahead of time, like Andrew Zarian, Sean Ross Sapp. Somebody usually, like, has that kind of stuff ahead of time. I would love for that to happen. It doesn't feel like it's going to, because I feel like we would have heard about it. They should totally do that, because this stuff where every time, like, this is going to be, I guess that was 2 years ago. They didn't have to do it this past draft, right? The Street Profits New Day.
They did a trade, yeah.
That was 2 years ago, I think, right? It wasn't last year.
I think it was last year.
Was it last
year? Yeah, it was last year.
If they do that, that needs to, it's so silly.
Yeah.
It's so asinine.
Yeah, either rename the titles or have some sort of competition to get the belts to the other brand. Or the brand they're named after, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, like if Bianca had won on Raw against Charlotte, it would have made sense. She'd been Raw Women's Champion. She's on Raw. You could go with the story of, oh, I'm in this match at Crown Jewel to merge the titles or be double champion, find a way to have Sasha win. It would have made sense.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. Anyways, let's just go ahead and dive into it. I've got your notes up here because I didn't take
very well. I caught the very end of the kickoff show match, the Usos against the Hurt Business.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, the Usos won. You know, they got the Hurt Business back together. Cedric, Shelton. At least we saw them with Lashley tonight briefly. You know?
Yeah.
But they still have not explained why, how, motivation, any of that.
Has it been on any of their social medias?
Not that I've noticed.
can they just give us a little video? Man, this is a super tangent. But the 13, have you taken video on this thing?
It's great.
Hold the cinematic mode. Oh my gosh. It's insane.
It looks really good.
Kicked off with Seth Rollins versus Edge.
Just think of that right now.
Oh, because I was like, why don't they vlog?
Oh, there you go.
They can make cinematic little vlogs. And explain all this stuff probably better than what we see on TV. Seth Rollins versus Edge. Because everybody vlogs these days.
That's true.
Vlog.
Yeah. This was a really good bout. Hell in the Cell. Yeah. They opened the show with it. It got violent early on. Edge went for the deal. Broke off the piece of chair. Later on, Seth, after trying to stab Edge in the face with it, he actually did. Stabbed him right in the eye with it. And then we had ladders. We had tables, chairs, all sorts of weapons. Down to the finish, so Seth hits a bunch of super kicks, and then he gets a toolbox. I don't know if this was meant to be a reference to the match against The Fiend at 2019 Hell in a Cell or not, or they just want to get a chain involved. Anyways, he gets a piece of chain from the toolbox, and he wraps it around his foot. And so he then super kicks Edge with the boot with the chain wrapped around it. He puts Edge on top of a chair. He's going for a stomp. Edge gets the chair up and crotches Seth right as he's about to do a stomp.
Right in the nuts.
Yeah, so Edge then hits a pair of super kicks of his own. He takes the chain off Seth's foot, puts the chain, or uses the chain to put the deal on Seth.
Yeah.
And then Seth goes out, reaches for a wrench from the toolbox. Ooh,
gets the wrench deal.
And then Edge gets that, uses that for the deal. But Seth doesn't tap, so Edge releases, puts a chair under Seth, and then hits Seth with a stomp to get the win. I like how they're doing each other's moves. Like, Seth even did a kill switch earlier in the match.
Which we all know, according to Michael Cole, is Edge's move.
I guess so.
It is now.
It is now, yeah. you know, throughout this feud, they've been referencing each other's moveset, and I like that. And I like that Edge got the win here with Stomp. Be interested to see if they revisit this match, this feud, later on down the line. This would seem to close the book on it for now. But if one
Seth,
of these...
Seth said as much, you know, hey, that's business that I have on SmackDown. We're moving to Raw. So this clearly has to be... I mean, if anything, it might motivate some further, like, Seth to continue to descend into madness as
thinking,
the Drip King.
I was thinking down the line, maybe even a year or so, if one of these two have the WWE title, you know, you could reopen this feud, reference it for that program as well.
I could see Seth Rollins being the guy who takes that title off of Big E. If they go sooner than later, like at the Rumble or even at Mania, that could be the Mania match for Big E. Again, I would love for him to rack up signature wins against big marquee opponents. Yeah. But I think it's probably, unfortunately, more realistic to see Seth Rollins either win the Rumble and then take on Big E at WrestleMania, so or just challenge him outright, maybe win a number one contendership at Elimination Chamber or something like that. But yeah, no, this was the, I thought this was a fitting and you know, man, this story also illustrates the kind of stories that are great to tell when you don't have the title involved, and I think WWE needs to look at this and do more of this. Yes. I thought that the Mansoor Ali story also was really strong. Right now, we've got a strong story with Naomi and Sonya Deville. I just wish that they would commit to more stories like that when you don't need the title involved, especially in their women's mid-card. Yes. They really need to do more of that in the women's mid-card.
Yep.
But yeah, all the referencing of moves, because this whole thing is built around, you know, the assertion that Seth does not believe he is Edge Lite. And, you know, they take a really simple story, like two guys who do have career parallels, and they make a giant thing about it. I think it's really strong.
Yep, totally. After that, we had Mustafa Ali versus Mansoor. Another pretty solid match. As expected, Mansoor got the victory. He hits his slingshot neck breaker after Ali misses a 450. And then Ali starts attacking Mansoor after the bell. And then, I apologize if I guess his name wrong, Tareg...
Hamed,
who was the silver medalist at the past Olympics in karate, comes down the ring and kicks Mustafa Ali right in the head.
Yeah, so this guy, he only won silver because he knocked out a dude using a kick in karate. We learned that in the chat or something.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, who sent this to me? Somebody sent me the video of it, and I appreciate that because it's a pretty brutal. Who is this? Maggie, of course. My vice presidential running mate. Maggie's terrific.
She is great.
So look, she already has an updated Becky Lynch avatar there.
She had
for
the flip up sunglasses.
Yeah, man. Those look great.
Those look great. But after that, we had AJ Styles and Amos versus RK Bro. This was a pretty short match. This would have fit in any episode of Raw. RK Bro won, I feel like, fairly handily. Orton counters phenomenal form with an RKO, tags Riddle in. Riddle hits AJ with a floating bro to get the win.
Orton massively over. And of course, Riddle made his entrance at first on the scooter, then decided to go back and get on the camel and ride the camel down, and Orton was beside himself, just like, what is this
whole story is trying to find ways to make Randy Orton laugh.
That's the entire, which again, now I know there are titles involved here, but this is a great story. When it's going to be difficult once they start feuding, once they inevitably break up and start feuding, maybe around WrestleMania.
Yeah.
When Orton's going to be in a blood feud with Matt Riddle and trying not to laugh at his stuff. Cause right now he barely keeps it together.
I know.
He's okay showing it here and there.
And here's the thing about this story is the reason it works is just because there's two people who are trying to learn to get along and work as a team.
Yeah, coexist.
But it's like this is a can they coexist storyline that's actually like relatable.
It's a really good
one.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do something down the line that's going to take the kind of genuine, relatable nature of this match and just like completely go the other way with something dastardly that I'm sure Randy Orton's going to do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, and let's say it won't be good. It'll just kind of do a bit of a left turn from, oh, here's this two people.
Into
Randy
be
Orton
like,
being
oh,
like,
why?
You know, evil, essentially.
Psycho guy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Then we get a quick Becky Lynch interview. She's asked about momentum. And then she just starts giving Kevin a bunch of crap about asking that question. She's not worried about momentum. She knows that either Sasha or Bianca can find a way to steal her title without her being involved in the finish. Says tonight it's time for the champ to remind everyone who the hell she is.
Yep. After that, we had the finals for the Queen's Crown. This pretty much wrapped up your predictions win. So well done on that.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah. Once this happened, this was it.
Oh.
That was it. Because I was going to go for Woods. I was going to go for all the winners here. But this right here, added on Doudrop. And then, you know, things happen.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Zelina Vega really does come off more as a Queen Zelina. And I feel like she definitely needed this more than Doudrop. I was just kind of surprised given that she's won a small handful of matches in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Zelina Vega, they actually gave her a huge victory
over
somebody that is booked incredibly strong these days, Doudrop.
But
Zelina Vega picks up the win here. She attempted a code red early in the match, couldn't get it, but then eventually did after Doudrop misses her finish, the fun splash. And Vega hits that code red for the win. So then she goes up there, tries to put on the cape, but the cape wasn't attaching. So
that cape was an issue for both her and Xavier Woods later in the show.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Later in the show. Yeah. Then after that, we had Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg. Again, Goldberg didn't embarrass himself on this bout. So I guess by that measure, it should be considered a success early on. So Goldberg makes his way down the ring and Lashley kind of turns his back to Goldberg in the corner, and then he pulls out a piece of chain from his pants.
Very slyly, yeah.
And wraps around his fist. So the bell rings, and Goldberg charges and hits Lashley with some shots, and he's just kind of like waiting for an opening. Bam! Hits Goldberg with his fist wrapped in chain. It took like four shots for Bill to start selling it.
Yeah.
So eventually Lashley starts working Goldberg's leg because he has a huge knee brace on it. He sets up a table in the corner. He goes for a spear. Goldberg moves. Lashley goes to the table. Bill hits a spear of his own, then gets him up for a jackhammer. And you're like, okay, match over. No. Goldberg takes his gloves off, spears Lashley through the barricade. He tries to smash Lashley with the ring steps. Lashley gets out of the way. He's making his way up the ramp. Goldberg follows. Hurt Business meets Lashley on the ramp. They have kendo sticks. They give him one. So Shelton and Cedric charge Goldberg. Goldberg fends them off easily. We don't see Hurt Business the rest of the match.
Yeah, they just sort of appear.
Yeah.
And
so
then stop. Yeah.
He grabs one of the kendo sticks, uses it on Lashley, and then spears Lashley off the stage through a couple tables on the floor to get the win.
Yeah. No Gage appearance.
Nope.
So that was a bummer. But yeah, just better just move on from this match, man. They can build Lashley back up. He's still on Raw, and there's an influx of talent coming to Raw, mm-hmm. So he'll have plenty of people. I mean, they could always, like you've mentioned, circle back around to Big E. But yeah, there's just a ton of talent now on Raw. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
After that, we had the King of the Ring Finals. Xavier Woods versus Finn Balor. This is great, man. The thing that's so surprising about this is that Xavier Woods has been the guy asking for King of the Ring for years now. So the one thing he wants is King of the Ring. And it's so awesome. And I don't mean to, so out of character for WWE not to take that and use it as a moment to get heat.
I know.
Same way they job people out in their hometowns or on their birthdays or whatever.
I know.
They gave the man who's been doing terrific work, number one, they've been allowing Xavier Woods to be putting on these incredible matches and showcasing what he can do as a wrestler. Kofi's been world champion. Big E's world champion. I'm not sure I see it in the books for Xavier Woods down the line. I hope I'm wrong, but they gave him the thing that he wanted, King of the Ring. He puts in so much work both on the TV and in their channel. Good for him for getting this win over a quality opponent in Finn Balor.
Yeah, totally, totally. The finish of this, Woods, he goes for his top rope elbow. Finn gets his knees up, covers. That gets him a two. Finn hits a sling blade, shotgun drop kick. He goes up top for a coup de grace. Woods evades that. He rolls up Finn. Finn kicks out. Woods hits some kicks, a gut buster, and then hits the top rope elbow to get the win. Really fun match. So happy that Xavier Woods got the win. King of the Ring. King Woods.
That's awesome. That's awesome for him. After that, man, big men slapping meat match. Drew McIntyre versus Big E. We saw both men kick out of finishes that people do not often kick out of, and that was great to see. But yeah, these dudes just throwing each other around. This was wildly fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was, and you know, as far as getting a victory that'll really solidify Big E as champ, this goes a long way. Hopefully, we get to see many more from him. But yeah, fantastic match. We got to see Big E employ the stretch muffler. That's always fun to see. Drew escapes that. He runs into a big ending, and that's when Drew kicks out. Big E is looking for a big ending off the second rope. Drew escapes that, hits a super bulldog that gets him a two count. He sets up for a claymore. Big E ducks. He's looking for a spear off the apron. And Drew, he's on the apron, and like a step and a half, he's in the ring hitting Big E with a claymore. That was really impressive.
Yeah.
Big E kicks out of that. So Drew looks for a big ending of his own. Big E escapes. Hits a big ending. That was the transition of that was great because it was almost like a tilt-a-whirl slam thing, but instead of doing the slam right into on his shoulder, hits the big ending for the win. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty great stuff. Like you said, that finish was it was super smooth. Two big dudes like that able to pull off something so smooth is pretty impressive.
Indeed. Next match of the night, Becky Lynch defending the SmackDown Women's title against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair.
This was a great match.
Nonstop action for 18, 20 minutes. It never let up. Never let up.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Down the end, we had Becky. She hit like a butterfly suplex on Bianca. She's looking for a disarmer. Sasha tries to break that up. Said Becky hits a drop toe hold on Sasha, so she falls on Bianca's back. She tries to do a disarmer on both of them. Bianca powers them both up, tries for a KOD. They both escape. So Bianca eventually hits a KOD on Becky. And then Sasha tries to capitalize on it, tries to throw Bianca out of the ring. Instead, Bianca reverses, throws Sasha out of the ring. Bianca turns around to try to go for the pin on Becky. Sasha trips her up. Sasha gets back in the ring, and Becky just rolls her up for a win while grabbing onto the ropes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. This was a really terrific match. There's so many great sequences during this. It does a disservice just to sort of read them off.
Yep.
But there was a lot of really great stuff. I love they're just really making Bianca. They're keeping Bianca really strong here, man.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's good stuff.
And then our main event, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. This bit early on was fantastic. So Roman. Superman punches Brock off the apron, then does one of his dives over the top rope.
Dude, yeah. Great. The great thing is, you know, so often the way they film these things, they go a little bit wide so you can see all the action happen. Well, the cameraman was like I think either behind the barricade or just to the side.
Just behind,
but
I think.
But when you're so up close to it and the cameraman's right there and he's coming at you, you really get as good an idea as how physical it is for this 280-pound, however big Roman is.
260, dude, I think.
Yeah, flying over the top rope, coming at another dude who's probably like 800 pounds, whatever Brock is.
280, I think they build him
thick, nothing but thick muscle.
Yeah.
And it really is just so much meat flying through the air. I'm really glad they got that camera angle. It didn't switch to like a wider shot because it looked great.
Totally. Roman follows it up with a spear. He hits some Superman punches. He's looking for another spear. Brock leapfrogs that particular spear. Roman runs into a turnbuckle. Brock eventually hits some German suplexes, F5. Roman kicks out. He goes for another F5. Roman counters with a guillotine. Brock powers him up to a spine buster. Then we get the ref bump. Brock basically F5s Roman right into Little Natch.
Yes.
And so he covers, but Little Natch is knocked out. So he gets off the cover, and he grabs Little Natch by like the waist of his pants, picks him up, and then drops him. But Little Natch is out. He kind of tumbles to the floor. Roman hits Brock with a spear when he turns around. That's the moment where you have Heyman. He walks over the apron with the Universal title. He's kind of fretting over what to do. And so he just kind of tosses the belt in the ring. Pretty much is a pretty impressive throw, equidistant, seemingly, from Roman and Brock.
You got it right, yeah.
They do a little bit of tug-of-war with it. Eventually, Brock gets it. Usos run down, super kicks. Roman decks him with the belt, covers. Another ref comes to the ring, counts the three. Roman wins.
Yeah. He gets away. Going back to, so we talked about what's next for Roman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see Monday going down for Big E? I mean, it seems like the kind of thing where a bunch of dudes should come out and make their case now that you've got, I mean, they're billing it as the season premiere of Raw. Yeah. So clean slate.
Now, if they're not going to concern themselves with the heel or face thing in terms of challengers for Big E, I would think logically the first person to maybe step up would be Edge. Because the whole thing with Seth was, they both want to be Universal Champion. Mm-hmm. This feud grew out of that. Now they're on Raw. So Edge could say, all right, I'm done with Seth. I'm back to do what I want to do to begin with, become a champion, which has kind of been his motivating thing this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that's something for after Survivor Series. Will they go that route? Probably not. I don't know who from like the heel side of things could step up. I guess Seth could try. But I'm not sure.
They could start. I mean, yeah, they're obviously gonna set up. Wait, which Raw is the one that Roman's scheduled to be at? Is there one coming up that he's like scheduled to be at? They're probably just gonna go full bore with the Survivor Series build.
Yeah, for
and wait
month,
for
yeah.
his next. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
If it was the one in November. Oh, it's November. It's November 29th, I think, is the one that Roman's advertised for. So that's after Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
That's a whole week after Survivor Series.
Okay. Wow. All right. So. If anybody here in chat, like King CDM, has some questions, drop them now. King CDM says, does the end of the SmackDown Women's Triple Threat mean they're going to do the corny swap? It'd just be better if they renamed them. Yeah. No, we've mentioned that also. I felt that as soon as Charlotte kept her title on Raw, that meant Becky was going to retain her title on her SmackDown title, and then the backstage maybe we'll just get the swaparoo and be done with it. Which is I guess they just feel, hey, we've established this precedent. All the talk of people showing up with two titles and, hey, this is my title. I guess that's going to be done with. But it would be really nice, man.
Yeah.
If they did a thing where they're like, okay, well, you're on this brand, you're this champion. It's vacated. Win it back or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. That's fair, but, you know.
I think renaming them so they're not brand specific would just be the smarter thing to do, because then in the future this happens that you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I know. It seems obvious that WWE doesn't see it as a problem. I can't stand it. And I don't even really know why. I just think it's tacky to swap titles.
Yeah.
It plays havoc with Wikipedia.
Well, also, you know, I know WWE is not the best at this, but the focus of every basically championship story is competition. Mm-hmm. And you'd like to think that whoever's champion is based on winning matches mm-hmm. and competition. And then we just have a trade yeah. for the titles.
Yeah.
And take the competition out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that could be kind of the downside to being a champ of switching brands. You're like, oh, I don't want to switch brands. I want to lose my belt.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Jay Ray brings up Braun. He tweeted this out or put it on Instagram or something. Braun has been the greatest Rumble champion for 1,273 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tweeted that out.
Diehard Homer says, if Taker had popped up, where would it have been? So we know that he was there in Saudi Arabia. He introduced Pitbull, the legend. Last night, I think, at a show. Mm-hmm. So if he had popped up,
Host of Crown Jewel.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, he would introduce it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're about to see the greatest superstars on planet Earth to partake in the powers of darkness. And then he'd stumble through it. Rozzy, with Paul looking scared while he stood next to the bloodline at the top of the ramp, what do you think Roman or Rock will do to him?
So when Roman was walking up, yeah, Paul was quite clearly frightened. And at one point, Roman just kind of stared at him.
Yeah, awkward.
So we'll see where this goes.
Because when he threw it into the middle of them, he did shout out something like, you know what to do with this. But like he just sort of shouted it out.
Without being directed towards either of them. Right.
Right. And then you see Brock looks up at him. And then they both do the great thing where they sort of look at each other and realize, oh, we're about to fight over this title now, aren't we? Metaphorically and physically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Shane's, but yeah, I don't know. On tomorrow, man, I'm assuming Roman's going to say something to him. Shane's birthday tweet says, do you see AEW doing a show of this caliber overseas one day? Yeah, sure.
Tony Khan wanted to try to get one, a huge show at a Fulham FC stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that happening. Let's see here. Jurg Yashai says, who would be a good feud for Damian Priest coming up after this pay-per-view? So he's on Raw. He's the U.S. title holder, U.S. champion.
Yes.
The American champion. Who's showing up on Raw? Finn. What about Finn versus... They would just feed him to Priest.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a Cruz.
Yeah.
Apollo Cruz.
Cruz or Dolph?
Oh, please don't say that. Dolph is in an all-time legendary themed tag team. The Dirty Dogs.
Dirty Dogs, yes.
Night by Night says, if you were a lion, I assume he means young lion, what WWE superstar would you want to accompany to ringside and help out during matches? Unless he means an actual lion. Do any wrestlers bring actual lions ringside to help them help?
No, but didn't Scott Steiner bring a tiger to the ring?
He did. I don't recall the tiger ever helping Scott Steiner, though. I mean, that would have been added an interesting wrinkle. If you were a young lion, who would you want to accompany to ringside? For me, it'd be Priest. He seems so nice. And you know, we've encountered him in real life. You mm-hmm. offered him a donut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can maybe help him stay on because he did look tempted. He used to be hoss-sized, and he's got to stay fit. So I would try to help him with his diet. I'd fail miserably at that. I'd be like, hey, I got donuts. Would you stop bringing donuts to the ring?
Now, I would be miserable the entire time, but I just do it for a little bit and enjoy it because it could be, in certain instances, it could be fun. Happy Corbin.
Oh, yeah.
You'd eat well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. God, you'd have go away heat immediately.
I know that's one of several problems with it. But,
yeah,
you know, if you got to enjoy some of his extravagant spending, you know, hey, for a couple months, it might be fun.
The worst person to be a young lion to would be Reggie. Can you imagine trying to keep up with that dude? Be like, all right, man, I'll catch you down the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
No good. Don't like that. Let's see here. Robert Channel says, rumors going around they're going to unify the women's championship. I have heard that more here in chat than I've ever actually heard it in any rumor place.
Same.
Have you seen this anywhere in terms of like, yeah, I've not heard this at all. So maybe, I mean, is that like a wrestling channel? Maybe I'll do that for Wrestling Channel News. New rumor suggests they're going to unify titles.
Oh, no, please.
All the titles.
All right. I think that's good.
Zoe Kanrana says, could they have a title for title match? Both women's belts and no titles have to train. There's a double champ again. I would love that. Don't think they're going to do it. But, hey, maybe, I don't know, maybe like, maybe Fox is like, hey, we really want Charlotte, but we don't want to give up Becky. And Raw's like, we want Becky. Maybe they're going to have Becky unify those titles. Maybe they will unify the titles. That'd be great. But again, we haven't heard. I feel like we would have heard it.
I know.
It seems like one of those things we would have heard.
I know. Yeah. I know.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome for Survivor Series. Unify them all. Go back to single brand.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They should. They're not going to, but they should. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Twitch chat, stick around. We'll hang out for a little bit. Tonight, the Smash Zone on Twitch at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then we're going to do Numbers Don't Lie for Friendo Club TV during our 24-hour stream for everybody. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.